satisfy my heart of comfort unto you. I'm helpless without you. I have a passion. It's only you. Before you, nothing in this world can fill the vacuum of you in our hearts. Not pleasure, not money, not power, not fame, nothing. Help us to realize on time so we stop pursuing the things that cannot satisfy. So we start pursuing you that can satisfy. And then the things that others pursue can start pursuing us. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Help us to realize on time. So we don't waste our time, don't waste our energy, and don't waste our resources on those things that cannot satisfy. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Help us to know that the things you said we shouldn't do are not things you are trying to deprive us of, but things you are trying to deliver us from. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat.
Holy he was, long prisoner. There is sound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient ones depart. Holy ones, long preserved for us in this world. There is a with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient ones depart. Ancient ones, ever true, changing me and changing me. We have come to ancient to us, ancient to us, ancient to us, ancient to us,
have called, we have called with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words be fall. We have come with open hands. Oh, let the ancient words be fall. We have come with open hands. Oh, let the ancient words depart.
Psalm 105, verse 12. I welcome you all to this preservation service for the month of November, the 11th hour month. When they were about, give the Lord a big clap of hand. When they were about a few men in number, yeah, very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yeah, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Unction or anointing for preservation. Unction, in bracket, anointing for preservation. That's our subject tonight. And our objective is twofold. First, we are going to understand the preservation power of the anointing. Second, we are going to understand how the anointing preserves. Third, we are going to look at secrets of the anointing. The preservation power of the anointing. How the anointing preserves. And secrets of the anointing. The anointing is symbolized by oil. And in scripture, particularly the olive oil, the oil is very significant in many ways. It is found that shepherds rub oil on the bodies of sheep, ram, goat, the flock. They rub their bodies with oil to keep flies away from them, especially on their wounds. And if you know that Beelzebub, which is a principal demon, is called the god of the flies, then you know the significance of rubbing oil to keep flies away. That is in the physical. Oil, the olive oil particularly, is a polyunsaturated fatty acid components that is very protective from dietary point of view of the heart. Far above animal fat. Take it further.
oil. Is secreted from the skin. The glands are called sebaceous glands, attached to the hair follicles to make the skin protected and shiny against cracking. It is in addition to that that we apply cream on our body and oil that is protective on the skin. Oil protects the life of machines and equipment. The engine oil, for example, and other forms of oil, protect your car from knocking. It preserves the future of the engine. I'm talking about the protective and preservation power of oil. Engines can knock. Engine's lifespan can perish when the oil has either dried up or has thinned out too much. That is the power of the oil to protect and preserve in the physical. And like God's servant Maurice Cerullo of blessed memory had said, all truths are parallel. What is true in the physical has a spiritual equivalent. If the oil is protective in the physical and has preservation power in the physical, then the oil has power, spiritual power, that is talking about the anointing now, that the oil symbolizes, has power to protect. Now there's something I need to say before we go forward. Because of the powerfulness and impact of the oil, oil needs to be renewed from time to time. Oil needs to be renewed from time to time for two reasons. First of all, oil can lose viscosity or thickness. It can lose viscosity or thickness, maybe with use. It becomes thin. And once the oil has lost its viscosity, it loses its efficiency. That is why when the engine oil has become so thin, it needs to be changed. Otherwise, the engine will knock. When you carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost as a child of God, as a pastor, as a minister of God, you need to renew the oil to refuel yourself, because you may have the same anointing but not the same thickness. And the impact of it is low because the oil has lost its thickness. You are still seeing things but not as drastic as it should be. Not as instant as they should be. Not as impactful as they should be. So oil can lose viscosity, so it needs to be renewed. Secondly, oil can evaporate. You don't know that oil can evaporate the way water evaporates, because oil requires very high temperatures before they evaporate. Water will evaporate at 100 degrees centigrade. Oil, the component of olive oil, the oleic acid, fatty acids, oleic acid, linoleic acids, and palmitic acids that are inside the olive oil can maybe about 3 times to 4 times the temperature it takes for water to evaporate, for them to evaporate, but they evaporate. And they evaporate at high temperature. So, that's why in the kitchen, if you fry your oil so much, at the point you can't find the oil again, most of it is gone. And we live in a world that is filled with very intense temperature. We live in a very hot world, hot by all manner of situations. And so in the world like this, evaporation of what you carry is possible. So you need to renew the oil. You renew the oil. The oil is renewed because its viscosity is reduced by use. The oil is renewed because the temperature around the world, around the earth, the temperature, the Bible said the earth burns like an oven. The time comes, and we are in such times now. And so the oil needs to be renewed. whether it is oil for ministry or oil of preservation. That is why we are here every month for preservation service, to renew and recharge the same oil for our preservation. I prophesy to somebody here, what is taking others out before their time will never take you out before your time. You shall fulfill your days. If you are saying amen, say a loud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. How many of you have heard something so far? All right, let's go on further. How does the oil preserve? How does the anointing preserve? The anointing preserve. The unction or the anointing preserve. Number one, the anointing is the seal of exemption. The seal of exemption. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed. See, this one has a seal on his head. He is a no-go area. He is an untouchable entity. Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. He places a seal on you. In case you don't understand what that is, we have at least two examples or more in the scripture where God placed the seal on people so they won't be touched. First example was Cain in Genesis chapter 4 verse 15. After Cain pleaded with God that his punishment was too much, then the Lord said unto him, therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, in case any finding him should kill him. Even though you are a vagabond and a fugitive came for killing your brother, since you have pleaded, I mark you against destruction. I mark you against premature death. So Cain was marked. That mark, that seal is what the anointing symbolizes. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. In Ezekiel chapter 9, we also see an example of a mark on a people. Verse 4, those who sigh, the angel, a slain angel was released, and the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry, for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Verse 5 now said, but then, and to the others, he said in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. That is, mark some people against destruction and smite those who don't have the mark. Hallelujah. So he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked him for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed. When the Lord has placed his seal of preservation upon you, his mark of preservation upon you, no witch can kill you by accident. No wizard can kill you by accident. No ritual killer can kill you by mistake. No stray bullet of terrorists can finish you by mistake. It's God speaking to somebody here. No wicked man or woman in your village can kill you by mistake or by accident. I prophesy and I announce today, you are preserved. Somebody is receiving that seal tonight. Say the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number two, the anointing is the horn of authority. Matthew, Psalm 92 verse 10 is the horn of authority. My horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. The anointing places the horn on your head, the horn on your forehead. The horn of authority, the horn of authority, the horn of authority. Now you are already a lion because Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The lion of the tribe of Judah, and the brother of a lion is a lion. So I'd like you to picture a lion with horns. It's already dangerous without horns. Ay, 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 ay. Hey! is already very dangerous without horns. Just picture the lion with horns on the head. My horn shall thou exalt like the horns of a wild horse. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Whenever the oil comes on your head, the horn is renewed on your forehead. Whenever the oil comes on your head, the horn of power, the horn of authority, the horn of offense and the horn of defense is planted on your forehead. You see, revelation brings manifestation. What you don't know, you cannot show. The things that are revealed to us are the things that are released for us. If you put the oil on your head without understanding, you just rub your head with just normal cooking oil. It doesn't make any difference. But if you plant it with revelation and understanding, it transforms into something dangerous in the hands of God against the devil. Somebody say aloud, amen. The anointing is the horn of authority. Number three, the anointing establishes and empowers our shield of defense. It establishes our shield of defense. It empowers our shield of defense. The anointing establishes around you a shield of defense. In fact, empowers the shield of defense. Empowers our shield of defense. When Saul died carelessly on the mountains of Gilboa, what was paining David? He said, this man died as if he was not anointed with oil. He said in 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 21, 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 21, he said, ye mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings. For there the shield of the mighty is violently cast away. The shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. The oil puts the shield in place. The shield is positioned by the oil. The shield is established by the oil. So this man with oil on his head, just with his shield going like that, appears something went wrong somewhere. The shield is established by the oil. That was why the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 21, I believe it's in verse 5, where he said, prepare the table, watch in the watchtower. Eat, drink, arise, ye princes, and anoint the shield. So the anointing is for the empowerment of the shield. Am I communicating at all? When the anointing is on your head, your shield is in place. Arrows, flying arrows are not permitted to access you. Flying missiles are not permitted to access you. Somebody is walking on the road suddenly. All of a sudden, my chest fell down. Witchcraft arrow. Next thing they say, he's taken to the mortuary. That devil is a bastard. That devil is a bastard. He's a lying devil. So we cannot explain what happened to him. Oh, it's an arrow that flew. But when the oil is on your head, it positions, it empowers the shield of defense. There is an anti-ballistic missile shield. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There is an anti-Petra missile shield. There is an anti-Tomahawk missile shield. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Your life is not accessible by any arrow of witchcraft, by any arrow of wizards, by any arrow of the occult, by any arrow of ancestral curses. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If arrows should be able to finish person, some of us won't be alive since. Hello? Since death. Why? Occultic people, whose people you delivered, you pulled out. Witches and wizards, whose leaders you killed by fire. Bond women, occultists, who feel that you are ravaging their kingdom. Local demons from the village who say, who told you can go that far? Nobody from this village ever goes anywhere. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? If arrows can finish people, some of us, many won't be alive today. But hear this. When you are anointed, you are shielded.
When you are anointed, you are ruggedized. And you come to the point where you become a lion that cannot be pursued by a lizard. The death that will kill you will not see you. Can that amen be louder? God crossed you over from last year into this year. He will cross you over from this year into next year. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat.
So the anointing empowers your shield. Now, what is that shield? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Your faith is a shield. The anointing empowers your faith. You become rugged. You are just so rugged. You talk like a drunkard that does not calculate his speech. He doesn't need to think before he responds. Am I communicating? Because he's being provoked by some intoxicants in his system. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? They say that some people are looking for you. Tell them they are all dead. Bastards. There are some people that want to, that give me some things. I saw some revelation. When they come to a point where it's a negative revelation, I kill it first before they continue. Some of them say, say after me, the devil is the one that is dead. So the devil is okay. Continue what you are saying. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You don't premeditate it. It annoys your faith. Your faith, you are brutally anointed, empowered, and fired. You operate at a frequency that is not understandable even to the devil. But when that oil is not there, you are quoting scriptures, you are still afraid. Like the way they used to cast out devils in those days. Come out. I say, come out. How many are you? What is your name? Come out. In those days, the way I mean, I don't have time for any devil. If I say, see after me, Jesus is Lord, and you close your mouth, I move to the next person. Because even the devil inside you knows who is talking. If you are not talking, you are the one, not the devil. Praise the Lord. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And so, the anointing establishes and empowers your shield. Somebody's faith is moving to another level today. It's moving to another level of aggressivity today. In the name of Jesus. Number four, the anointing is the stamp of fire. In fact, it's the stamp and robe of fire. It equals the stamp and robe of fire. You will know that there is a connection, always a connection between the oil, between the Holy Spirit and fire. When the anointing is poured, it is the Holy Ghost that is released. 1 Samuel 16 verse 13. When Samuel poured oil upon David, the Holy Ghost came upon him. And the Holy Ghost travels with fire. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Matthew 3:11. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Matthew 3:11. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Luke 3:16. The Holy Ghost and fire. to confirm that, in Acts chapter 2 verse 1, when the Holy Ghost arrived on the day of Pentecost, it was fire that arrived. They were in one accord, and suddenly there came a rushing mighty wind from heaven. Cloven tongues of fire sat upon their head, and they began to speak with tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. When you are sealed with the anointing, you have a stamp, a robe and a stamp of fire. When they call you inside their mirror, it is fire that appears. When they call you inside their calabash, it is fire that appears. Am I speaking to somebody here? When they look at you in their tarot card and pyramids and prisons, it is fire that they see, because he maketh his angels ministers and his servants a flaming fire. So every time fresh oil comes upon you, your fire intensity multiplies. It is like pouring fresh petrol on burning wood, or pouring fresh kerosene on burning wood. So what is about to happen tonight is that fresh fire, the fire you carry, is about to change level. It's about to become intense. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. I was preaching in one church, and somebody, a lady, sat on the third row or so to where I'm preaching. And when I come, she takes her face like this. And then when I come, she takes her face away like this. Then I realized that there was a stranger inside her that could not see the intensity of the firelight that the face carried. So I went close to her and positioned very well, so that there is nowhere to turn. That was how that devil was checked out in the course of the preaching. Is God speaking to anybody here? Fire, practical fire, practical. One day I went to preach in a village, rural local village. I wasn't a full-time pastor yet. I was a very rugged campus evangelist. And I went to the village. And before we went for that program, the Lord showed in the revelation that a wizard, a witch, was going to come to that program to challenge the power of God. And the witch was coming and standing with the head down and the leg up in the realm of the spirit. And by the time I started preaching, I identified that witch in the crowd. I gave out a call. It came out. And I said, lift your hands and say, Jesus. And she folded her hand like this and was looking like, just drop and die now. And it is like when horse found race. That was how I felt. Lion found fight. Ay, 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 ay. So which fight is this? So, you are a devil and you came here to challenge power? Get out! What happened that day? I don't think I've seen more than two or three times of it. She was lifted from the ground. Off the ground, off the feet. Flung across the window, thrown outside. Broke the louvers. No matter how you look at it, power the past power. Hey! Power the past power. I am announcing to somebody here, the next time they locate you, they shall locate raw fire. They shall locate raw fire. They shall encounter raw fire. If you are shouting amen, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Lift up your right hand and say, I am fire in motion. I am a mobile house of fire. I am a mobile bundle of fire. Any devil who wants to be roasted can dare me. The next time they fly across where you live, they shall lose their wings. They shall return back with one wing. They shall return back with one wing lost. That is if they return back with their lives. Shout, power! power. Shout it loudest. Power. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And these things shall be practical in your life. In the name of Jesus. What is the anointing representing? Number five. The anointing brings insight for escape. When the oil is on your life, God shows you ways of escape. 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. You know how many things. You know how many things. You know how many things. The unction delivers from assumption. And the unction delivers from frustration. It delivers from destruction. Am I communicating? There was a time they sent men to Elijah to arrest him. He called down fire. There was another time God said, go and hide yourself. By Brook Cherith, the same anointing. Don't be hiding when you should call fire. And don't try to call fire when you should hide. That is why there are calamities that happen. God said, don't travel today. You say, I clear the road. God said, I know you can clear the road, but don't travel. Jesus was not killable. He said, no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. I have also the power to take it up again. But there was one day they wanted to kill him. He dodged. Hello? Luke chapter 4 verse 28. And all day in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up to thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. He didn't wait for confrontation. The Lord is saying, this is not time for that. Just move now. For one reason or the other, this is not the time for that. Am I communicating? Very, very important. You have an unction. You know things. You know when to stand. You know when to dodge. The dodging is not because of fear. The dodging is a direction and a discretion for the situation. It's not for fear. When somebody wanted to poison you, and next time he gave you food to eat and you refused to eat, it was not fear. It's wisdom. Am I communicating at all? From this moment forward, God will grant you wisdom. One young man, member of this commission, it was at the Karumoto Park. He was traveling to a part of this country. And then a man wearing white stood in front. He was sitting on the front seat. And he said, come out of this car. Looked at the man. Yes, come out of this car. Come out of this vehicle. Really? All right. He opened the door and came out. And then the instructor disappeared. He waited. Next vehicle, and then enter the next vehicle. On the way to the same destination, the other vehicle had disaster on the road. Not one survivor. He could doubt that voice. And when you see God and you feel his presence, you know. And could have entered the car. Even if he didn't die, They may cut one leg. Or one hand. Or bring a head injury. He's in coma for days. Return back with residual neurological deficit. One ear is not hearing. One eye is not seeing. That will never be your portion. So the unction gives insight for escape. To know what to do. To know when to stay and when to just find your way. And just find your way. To know the unction and the anointing brings insight for escape. I prophesy to somebody here today, in the name of Jesus, God will grant you the necessary direction at the necessary times by the power and the anointing of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. What number was that? Number 5. Number 6. The anointing brings strength for battle. This is the situation where you are not shifting anywhere. This is the situation where you are calling down fire. This is the situation where you are dealing with the forces of hell. This is that situation. It brings strength for battle. He said in Psalm 89 verse 20, Psalm 89 verse 20, he said, I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm shall also strengthen him, so that the enemy cannot make any demand from his life, and the son of wickedness cannot afflict him. I will beat down his foes before him. His face and plague them that hate him by the same anointing. By the same anointing, I will strengthen him. There will not be a witch or a wizard that can withstand him all his days. There will not be an agent of darkness that can put him to flight. No. The anointing brings strength for battle. So that it doesn't matter what the enemy throws your way, you are still moving. You are still trucking. Like a bulldozer that has no brake. You are still just moving. You are still moving. If they bring bicycle to block you, you crush it. And you keep on moving. They bring tricycle, you crush it. And you just keep moving. They bring motorbicycle, you crush it. And just... you crush it. They bring small car, you crush it. You are going, they bring Kunkuru, Tuke, you crush it. I'm sure you know all of that. You are just in motion. Strength for battle. Somebody is receiving such a strength tonight. Is receiving such a strength tonight. If you are that one, you will shout the loudest, amen. Finally, number 7, the anointing equals the climate of divine presence. The climate of divine presence. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The climate of divine presence. God with a man and the anointing are the same thing. For God was with him. For God, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Because the Lord has anointed me. The Lord has anointed me. The Lord has anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me. The anointing of the Lord upon my life equals the presence of the Spirit of God. And if God be for us and God be with us, who can be against us? When the anointing is with me, the presence of God is around me. And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai.
Psalm 90, verse 1 to 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I stand. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Somebody shout, hallelujah. Somebody shout, hey! Give the Lord another shout of victory. If you love the Lord, shout, yes! If you love the Lord, shout, yes! If you love the Lord, stand up on your feet and shout, yes! I just saw that someone here, the way they have killed others in your family, you are too strong for them. They will be dying as they decide to that you are the next one. Like they will just be dying one by one. Starting from tonight, until they come to confess to you, and they come to receive help and mercy, they will just be dying one by one. You love the Lord, shout yes! Hey, 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 hey! The reason why we are the people of Pentecost is because we are the people of the sound. The people of the... And we make news or we make noise. Profitable noise. The Bible said when this was noised abroad, when on the day of Pentecost, something was noised abroad. Can you make a joyful noise? The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Give Him a shout of victory. Give Him the shout of victory. You believe it is your season of preservation, your season of deliverance, your season of liberty, your season of protection. Shout yes! That shout just roasted some witches now. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Shout the Lord and say amen. What is the secret of the anointing? Acts 10:38. I already said it to you. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Somebody say aloud, amen. The secret of the anointing is the presence of God. Simple. Anyone who carries God carries oil. Anyone who carries God carries oil. Epo. What language is that? Yoruba and Igala. Ano. What language is that? No wonder they call it anointing. Hey! Hey! Is there anybody looking for anointing today? I think if you read the Bible very well, there are some vernacular here and there, hidden inside. When Jesus was crying to his father on the cross, he said, Eloi, Eloi. Ha, ha, ha.
it is picking matter. Picking. Take your seat. Abba, Father. You cannot carry God and lack oil. Never. This is the summary. Anything you will do to make God comfortable with you will make you comfortable in the anointing. Did you hear what I just said? Anything you will do to make God comfortable with your life will make you comfortable in the anointing. Anything you will do to make God comfortable with you will make you comfortable in the anointing. Anything you will do. What are the things that will make God comfortable with you? Very quickly, number one is death to self. These are the things that will establish the presence of God in the life of the person. Just a few of them for the sake of tonight. Number one is death to self. If you are not proud, arrogant, ostentatious, he said he must increase, but I must decrease. John chapter 3 and in verse 30. Death to self. Death to self. He must increase, but I must decrease. If I want God to increase in my life, I, ego, pride, ostentation, arrogance, braggadociousness, boastfulness, peacockishness. There are many people, the reason for where they are is pride. You are trusting God to change your life and your shoulder is like this. What do you want? Greeting people is a challenge. Normal human relationship is a challenge. Because of arrogance, because of pride. Over what? One day I saw a young man, very proud. I looked at him and said, you are proud over what now? You don't have anything. You have not gone to school. You don't have money. You don't have anything. Okay, what is the cause of this pride now? He said, no chief has it at you. I said, nothing. Calm down. Just calm down. Calm down. Anything you are, God made you. Anything you are to become, God will make you. If you are beautiful, you didn't make yourself beautiful. If you are tall, you didn't make yourself tall. If you are intelligent, you didn't make yourself intelligent. If you are talented, you know how to sing or do this or that. You didn't give yourself. How much did you buy it? There are people who can't greet each other. The only reason is pride. There are people who can say, I'm sorry. The only reason is pride. And you are still looking for food to eat and you are proud. It's like the beggar that is arrogant. Is it only 5 naira you are giving me? Take your money. If you can give yourself money, why don't you stand from the road and stop begging? One of the secrets I learned very early is never to allocate the glory of God to myself. And never to carry myself in. If I see Keke Napep now, I will drive it. Motorcycle, I have driven it since. It's nothing. There is nothing. Nothing. The day we came from Chicago, the flight didn't arrive on time. Otherwise, we were meant to go from the airport straight to Chicago. From Chicago to Chicago. On street evangelism. I'm sure you know that the two of them look alike. Whereas there are fine houses and fine roads and everything in Chicago, just visit Chicago. I'm not communicating. And my wife and I, we said, let it be clear that it doesn't matter where we are found per time. What matters is the Father's assignment. It can be done in a rural area, or it can be done in the international city of the world. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Death to self. Father, take out of me anything that has a tendency of taking your glory. Anything in me that is driving you from me. Now, you know, this is the question you ask yourself. When people encounter you, what do they encounter? When they meet you. If you carry God, they feel God. If you carry yourself, they feel you and everything you carry. There are people you come around, the only thing you feel is bitterness. You feel anger, you feel arrogance, you feel pride. You just feel them full of themselves. Such people can never carry the presence of God and never carry the anointing. Someone stepped into my office and said, Kai, I just realized I am healed. So what is there? I've been high fever since. But I just came here this morning. I told the person, I said, fever cannot survive fire. It is fever that jam fire. Am I communicating? Death to self. Number two is the life of prayer. Elijah said, before God whom I stand, Elijah was the man of prayer. Prayerfulness positions you in the presence of God. 1 Kings chapter 17 and in verse 1. James chapter 5 verse 6. 16, 17. Positions you in the presence of God. Every serious man or woman of prayer, when you come around them, you feel God. The life of prayer. Number three, the life of worship. The life of worship means you are not a habitual grumbler. You are not a habitual murmurer. You are not a habitual murmurer. You are not bitter with God. You know that you may not be where you are yet, but you are not where you used to be. You know that as long as you are connected to God, you must reach your destiny. So you are excited. Blessed is the people that love the joyful sound. They shall live in the light of his countenance. Psalm 89 verse 15. The life of thanksgiving, the life of praise, the life of worship. So death to self, the life of prayer, the life of worship. Number four, living in the word, because the word is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Living inside the Word is living inside God. God sent the Word. The Lord revealed himself unto Samuel in Shiloh by the Word of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and in verse 21. God reveals himself out of his Word. So when you are worded, you are a divine presence carrier. When you are loaded with word, you are loaded with presence. Number five, upright living. Living with a conscience that is clear. Living uprightly. The Bible said, God's hand is not shortened that he cannot hear. His ears are not deafened. Cannot save. His ears are not deafened. That he cannot hear. He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. You live in adultery, in fornication, in lying, in stealing, in cheating, in duping, in fraud, bitter. Well, I'll come to that shortly. You live in all these realms with conscience that is condemning you all the time. That is, you are dealing permanently with yourself as far as the presence of God is concerned. Living, upright living. Number six, living in love. You want to carry God, walk in love. I believe it was 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. The practice of love provokes the presence of God. Love. It provokes the presence of God. Love. Provokes the presence. I say two cannot walk together. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. If God is love, you must walk in love to be able to walk with God. Hello? A young man whose mother left him when he was a baby. Heard a message on forgiveness and bitterness and so on. He decided to look for his mother because the mother never asked of him when the mother left him and the father married another wife. He was age 30-something. He called up the mother and said, Mother, I called you to forgive you because you didn't care for me. You didn't care I existed. You left me for my father and left me. You don't even know, care about the outcome of my life. And the mother wept and said, I'm sorry. Son, I'm so sorry. And the son said, well, I forgive you because I'm told by God to forgive. You know what happened? The young man said after that, as if something broke above his head. He felt God for the first time in his life. The way when people say, I feel the presence of God, he doesn't know what it meant. Bitterness is depriving you of the presence of God. Don't play with bitterness. Husband and wife, not talking to each other. You come to church, you dance, you sing, you go home, you continue from where you stopped. You return back, you say, go home to be continued. You are wasting your life. Brother and sister in church can't talk to each other, can't see eye to eye. What are you looking for? Don't waste your life. Only herbalists behave like that. They have many enemies. Because they are looking for who to kill. And who to destroy. What will you benefit from the destruction of somebody? What will you benefit from the backwardness of... There are people who rejoice when somebody has problems. And you want to feel God. I don't know what people are looking for in life. You left church and went to hell because of bitterness, because of unforgiveness. I want you to make up your mind today what you want. Whether you want to maintain your own ways or follow the ways of God. Is there somebody seated in this room now who cannot greet another person? You are the one I'm talking to. Or wherever you are watching. Am I communicating? Well, you are not commanded to be the friend of everybody. But you are commanded to love everybody. Stand up on your feet. Am I speaking to somebody here? The presence of God is a tangible reality that you can lose. That's why I don't let people tell me who is talking against me. That's why I don't want to hear it. I came out of a pastor's meeting sometime, and one of our pastors then, who is no longer here, told me, he said, oh, sir, people are so wicked. Oh, see what somebody is saying against you. Somebody, you just preached to all of us just now, and everybody was rejoicing and happy that you preached, and see what somebody is just talking against you. I didn't ask him, what did he say? Who is he? How will that help me? It will only spoil my mind because I'm a human being. And when I see that person coming, I change my disposition. If he greets, I will greet him and then give him 12 o'clock smile. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? And then it is in my heart. And then I'm just carrying it. Tell you what, that is extra luggage. I need my mind. I need to use my mind to do more constructive things. Not to use it to calculate offense. Am I communicating? This last point is a major point because that is where the devil may not tempt you to drink alcohol. May not tempt you to go into fornication or adultery or prostitution. But bitter, like bitter cola. There are people here now. If concerning another person that they have in heart, if you put cocoyam in their heart, it will cook. The way they are feeling about that person, the heat in their heart regarding that brother or that sister, their heart can cook cocoyam. What kind of life is that? What kind of life is that? You just tie down your life. You just tie down your destiny. You just tie down your destiny. Nobody can receive anything from God except to be given to Him. Anywhere you see something good happening, celebrate it. If you are a pastor watching now, don't be angry because God is promoting or blessing another pastor. Because what you don't celebrate, you never attract. What you are not happy with will never happen for you. What you are not happy with will never happen for you. Am I speaking to somebody here? And what you attack, you can't attract. That is why I am in the company and surround myself with people who are making major impact for the kingdom. God's servant, Pastor Oyeyi Adeboye, Papa Bishop David Oyedepo, and anybody who is in the front line of the frontest lines, making massive impact for God. I pray for them. I ask that God will make them to fulfill their assignment and their days. Because I cannot sow the seed of blessing and reap curses. If I say those ahead of me should be great, nobody behind me can pull me down. No. I cannot reap what I didn't sow. Can I report I didn't sow? You planted beans and you went and found rice. No, mbano. Mbano. Somebody say amen. Please, it is not the word you hear that changes your life. It is the one you do. I want you to do something about what you have. You were very excited when I talked about your fire or the seal of fire, horn of authority and all that. I want you to do something about this last part. This is the responsibility part that will make the possibility happen. The first part is a possibility. The last part is a responsibility. And when you merge responsibility with possibility, you step into reality. Lift up your hands. With possibility, outcome is reality. Lift your hands and worship Him. Father, we give you the praise.
And you are the name above all names. Worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God.
How great is our God.
How great is our God. Please sing with me.
Sing with me.
How great is our God. All will see.
All will see.
How great. How great.
How great.
Is our God.
Three more times. Your hands and speak to God tonight. Speak to God tonight. Father, I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. I worship you for this service. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Blessed be your name. Thank you for a night like this. Thank you for a night like this. Thank you for lives changed. For destiny is touched. Appreciate him for the word. Only you could have sent us this kind of word. We do not take the word for granted. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lift up your hands and say, Father, help me to walk worthy of the anointing. In the name of Jesus, help me to walk worthy of the anointing. Help me to meet the demands and the requirements of the anointing. I receive that grace now to meet the demands and the requirements of the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. To meet the demands and the requirements of the anointing. I receive that grace. Let and you desire the glory. Let me be able to meet the demands, the requirements of the anointing. The demands and the requirements of the anointing. The demands and the requirements of the anointing. The demands and the requirements of the anointing. The grace to meet the demands and the requirements of the anointing. I receive that grace tonight. Thank you, Master.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lift your hands high. Please, I'd like you to practicalize this word. At the end of the service, you are in bitterness with your wife. When you go home, tell her, honey, darling, whatever be the title, I'm so sorry. There is no need for this pressure, no need for this tension. I accept responsibility as the head of the house to allow this tension. Forgive me. If you are the one at fault, madam, tell Oga, so that the presence of God can be in your house. One day I sat in my office in area one. That time, the office was in the basement. Anybody remember that time? The office was in the basement. where the children church is, that basement, where the Bible school hall is now. A man came to me with a child that was dying. He said, Pastor, this is the third one dying. I prayed my heart out. There was life in the child, yet the child couldn't come back. I said, what is it? Tell me. He said, my wife. He said, there is no peace in this house. He said, the highest level of trouble you can ever find in any home is what we have in our home. He said, because of this, this is the third child going. Third child going. Where there is envy, where there is strife, the Bible says there is every evil work. Don't give the devil chance to walk. Madam, calm down. Oga, I'm sorry. I've been very rebellious. I'm not submissive. Forgive. Is there somebody here? When he's coming, you turn your face. Meet him after service. No need for this tension. Anything I did against you, forgive me. This is God's house. Is there somebody in your place of work? You are sworn enemies. Is there someone who helped you? Now you have turned against the person. These are real scenarios of life. Just calm down. Don't use your life's energy to sustain enmity. Life's energy to sustain enmity. Don't use it. It's a waste. You need energy to fulfill destiny. What is the name of the man of South Africa? Nelson Mandela. When he came out of the prison, I heard people asked him, they said, so those who did everything to put you in prison all these years, are you bitter against them? He asked one, answered one phrase. Bitter. There is no time to be bitter. There is work to do. Bitter? Is there any time to be bitter? There is work to do. Except you don't have what to do with your life. Then they can even insult you and you will reply. Anybody running Olympic race does not hear insult. Have you ever had... Somebody is running. They say, look at that man's Caleb. He comes out of the track and say, be careful with your life. Be careful with your life. If you can run, why are you not here? When I finish this race, I'll deal with you. And somebody say, up you. You are the winner. I say, thank you, my friend. In fact, you know something. You know who Sabi run. I will see you later. Can that person be a winner? So when you have a destination, both condemnation and commendation are distractions. If you are headed for a destination in life, both condemnation, those condemning you, and those commending you are distractions. Distractions. Commendation is like chewing gum. Chew it and drop it and keep moving. They are distractions. There are those who will praise you and swell your head. Please don't waste your life's time, your life's energy sustaining them meeting. There is destiny to fulfill. Just calm down and face your front. Man who jilted you and said he won't marry you, don't donate your life to him. Because by continuously thinking over what he did to you, you have given him permission to control your life. You heard something tonight. This is convention preaching. For your information, the whole of the month of November is convention. When we meet on Sunday, I'll tell you.
The convention will start next Sunday, one Sunday before the race starting. And I'll give you the details by Sunday. For your information, that the GO is on his way coming for the convention. Papa David Oyedepo is on his way for the convention. Pastor David Abioye is on his way for the convention. Bishop Charles Asare from Ghana is on his way for the convention. Dr. Miss Becky Enenche is on her way to the convention. Pastor Paul Enenche is on his way to the convention. And you are on your way to the convention. Call your name. Call your name. Every one of us. Lift up your hands, people, and give the Lord the praise for tonight. Give the Lord the praise for tonight. Give him the honor for tonight. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. El Shaddai, I am that I am. El Ayon, Rofeka, Mekadesh. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. In Jesus' precious name. Really, very, very quickly, everyone who is here today, and you are saying, Pastor, I've been touched by this message, and I want to give my life to Christ, especially the area of upright living. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. Don't sit down yet. I'll tell you when to sit down. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want Jesus to be the Lord over my life. I want today to be a new day. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, quickly rush to this frontier, and I will pray with you. Give the Lord the praise as they come forward. I give you the count of seven. Don't be the last to come. Be the first to come. One.
I live for Jesus day after day.
Keep coming.
I live for Jesus. Let go of me.
While they are coming, the communion officers can also step forward.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day. Everybody sing. I live for Jesus. Day after day. Keep coming, keep coming.
Let come what may. The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Everybody sing. I live for Jesus. Day after day.
I live for Jesus. Let come what may.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey. I live for Jesus.
He will fill my cup today to overflowing. As the Lord commanded me. Bring your best to start a few. He will fill my cup today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. He will fill my heart. He will fill my heart today to overflow. As the Lord commanded me.
Of sin broken of your life, any addiction, bad habit, masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality, drunkenness, alcohol, marijuana, gambling, 419 fraud, anything you know is separating you and God, tonight come and ask God to break that yoke of your life so that you can be free. Quickly, go ahead with that song. Give you the count of five. One.
To overflow.
Two. Quickly come forward.
Bring your vessels not of you. He will fill my heart today to overflow.
With the Holy Ghost, everybody sing.
He will fill my heart today to overflow.
As the Lord commanded me,
oh my.
all over this place. The Spirit is moving.
All over this place. As the prophet said it should be. All over this place. There's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea.
All over this place.
The Spirit of the Lord is moving.
All over this place. As the Bible says it should be.
Place your right hand on your chest and leave the other hand up. And say this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I ask that you forgive me my sins, Lord. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help to live for you, Lord. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. The grace to live for God, that grace is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Counselors are with you. Maybe they can take theirs right here and then you go with them. Everybody stand up with your communion. After that, we're going to bless the anointing oil. And because the main subject tonight is on the oil. And so I'm sure you came with your bottles of oil. But lift up the communion now. Father, in the name of Jesus, the Bible said, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We overcome Satan, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. I declare this as your communion of escape. Where blood is shed, yours will never flow there. In the name of Jesus. Arrows of destruction will never locate you. In the name of Jesus. Every sickness that is called terminal in your body, as you take this communion tonight, they are terminated. Tonight is the end of spirit husband attack, spirit wife attack, spirit children attack. Every form of nightmare dies by the blood of Jesus. Hepatitis, HIV, diabetes, hypertension, anything that runs or flows in your blood, I decree they are flushed out now by the power of this communion in the name of Jesus. It's a new day for you and a new season. Your dream shall change tonight. Your dream realm shall be transformed tonight. A change of story is your portion today. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat and go ahead and take the communion.